you know, how people might watch this video and go, oh my God, you know, freaks and all this, this is really unnatural. But it felt the most natural thing in the world to be standing there and a real good laugh with a couple of dwarves and an amputee bloke. This really skinny guy, and I sort of dressed in leather and spikes now. It just felt normal and fun. Everybody was having a good time.
Towards the end of October 1999, Cradle of Filth underwent another major shake-up. Due to escalating musical and personal differences, longtime guitarist Stuart Anstis and keyboard player Les Lecter Smith left the band. Also out of the Filth ranks went new drummer David Hirschheimer. Fans and critics alike cited a definite band split, but new and old members were rapidly drafted back into being. The resulting lineup of the band features Danny Filth on vocals, Robin Graves on bass, former members Paul Allender and Gian Perez back on guitars, and Adrian Erlandsson, who used to be in Swedish doom metalers The Haunted and At the Gates, on drums. Les Lecter Smith's place on the keyboards has yet to be filled. The only mainstay throughout now being Cradle of Filth's hiring and firing frontman Danny Filth, the band's founder member, who has been with the group since day one. But then his vocals are, to say the least, remarkable, and in many ways shape the character of the band, confirming its unique status in the metal world. Today, Danny Filth ranks as arguably the most recognisable face in black metal circles. Because of his public profile, he has frequently found himself in the dock on a number of radical issues, including the thorny subject of racism. Danny is by no means a racist. It's an accusation blown out of proportion and context by certain parts of the media when he was misquoted advocating birth control for certain elements of society. Danny does have strong views on certain sensitive subjects, though. He thinks paedophiles should be put to death. Danny also faces constant accusations that he's a control freak who can be difficult to work with, but he's admitted in interviews that this is only part of his nature. As the creative mentor behind Cradle of Filth, he doesn't suffer fools gladly, and why should he? When it comes to filthy business, Danny also looks after all merchandising matters, and, of course, the lyrical side of the band. However, as far as composing music is concerned, it's important that each individual member has an equal say. In sharp contrast, the public face of Danny Filth only represents a small part of the real Daniel Davey, an articulate, focused, and determined man of our time. For Danny, Cradle of Filth is very much the focus of his professional attention. It's basically a job he can switch off from if he wants to. He does now have a family to support, not only long-term girlfriend Tony, whom he met when they were at sixth form college together, but also baby daughter Luna. Thankfully, Cradle of Filth have done well enough financially to make life relatively comfortable for the apparent freaky frontman. And, amazingly, the concept of marriage is reported to have reared itself up on one or two occasions. Some see it as a conflict of interests, but then human nature is a pretty powerful force. Despite their demonic credentials, the band are too focused to get involved in all the peripheral shit that happens out on the road. They spend so much time working and preparing for their elaborate stage shows, they simply haven't the time to let it all hang out and indulge in any of the associated myriad of temptations. Today, Danny remains on particularly good terms with his mother and is especially pleased that his family are supportive of his chosen path. His mum gets everything the band releases and has been totally behind him all the way. For Danny, there is also a prospective professional life away from the band. The Filth frontman has been formulating ideas of his own, beyond the Cradle of Filth universe. He has plans to write a book, although at the moment that's a long way off happening, since all the man's creative energies are presently concentrated on the band. Writing-wise, Danny has a lot of influences. A real fan of classic 19th century authors like Byron, Percy and Mary Shelley, and Sheridan Le Fanu to name a few, he loves the verbosity, the decadence and the drama of the period, something that has obviously heavily influenced his lyrical work with Cradle of Filth. He admires the cadence of the words, which speak to him with much more passion than 20th century literature, which the Filth main man regards as pure pulp fiction.